Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. My name is Tora, and as always, I'm super excited for today's episode, but extra excited today because not only do we have a very special guest, and I'll intro her in a second, but it is the season 3 finale of Background Noise. That means the show has been going for pretty much 3 years, which is incredible. And to date, we have 3,181 downloads. So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the show for all these years, contributing to this over 3,000 downloads. And I cannot wait for season 4. The first episode of that will come out October. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. We have a really cool Edmonton guest. I'm not going to say too much more about that, but it'll be really good. So again, thank you so much for all the listens. And here is to the season 3 finale of Background Noise. We're going to be actually chatting with Tammy Jo, or TJ. She is the head honcho at Big E Radio. She does so many amazing things, and she does have a show on there as well, which of course we'll talk about a little bit later. But as always, I like to just get the show started. I'll let you, TJ, tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey with music, and kind of your shtick.
Hey, Tora. Thank you so much. This is great. Fun to be a co-curator with you on Big E Radio, and fun to be your guest today. This is fantastic. A little background about me. I guess I'm probably, you'd say, mid-career as a classical musician here in Edmonton. I've mostly lived in the Edmonton region. I was in Montreal for 4 years when I did my master's, and that was a fantastic place to be. But Edmonton is home, so here I am again. I've been doing music pretty much all my life, since I was 7 years old, and, you know, gone through the usual trajectory of like lessons and then university degrees and then playing in various ensembles. And my primary instruments growing up was clarinet and organ. Haven't played clarinet in a long time, but want to at some point. And then my primary instruments now are pipe organ, harpsichord, and piano. So yeah, that's what I've been up to.
That is awesome. And why don't you tell me a little bit more about your journey being in ensembles and kind of where you at right now?
Well, organ can sometimes be a rather lonely profession because you end up practicing in big empty churches or big empty halls all by yourself. But I love to do things with other musicians. So I direct choirs and I direct handbell choirs. And then a little over 20 years ago, I was chosen as the harpsichordist for the Alberta Baroque Ensemble. And the Alberta Baroque is a fantastic Edmonton ensemble. They've been going for over 40 years and was started by the still conductor and founder artistic director Paul Scheman, and they are a small ensemble, so they're just 13 strings plus me, so violins, violas, cellos, bass player, and me. And we do about between 5 and 6 concerts a year, and mostly in the Edmonton area at Robertson Leslie United Church, and then we do a few every now and then in surrounding communities. We might go out to St. Albert or Beaumont or someplace like that as well. So I love playing in that ensemble because it's so nice to play with others rather than being lonely in my practice place myself. So it's great.
That's awesome. I actually want to talk about some of the songs that you do have some music on Spotify. We got it here, and the streaming services. So you do have that, the choir, handbells, and the organ of the Robertson Weasley United Church. You got that 2009 album, A Song Forever New. I want to start with the title track. Why don't you just tell me a bit about that and about the album?
Yeah, so I worked for 16 years at Robertson Leslie United Church, and it was a really, really strong music program. So the choir was really great. There were 2 handbell choirs, and the most advanced one, the Robertson Leslie Ringers, were terrific. And eventually we thought, you know what, it has been a long time since they had done an album, and it was time to do another one. So this was kind of a bit of things that we, music we loved and things that we thought would fit well together on an album. But also, I really, really have a thing about promoting and championing various Canadian composers. So a lot of the music on there was Canadian as well. And we did involve all three groups. So the handbells, the choir, and then I did some solo organ tracks as well. And that title track, Song Forever New, was a piece that we actually commissioned by Canadian composer Mark Surrett, and he's based out of the Kingston, Ontario area. And it's just a really great piece. It's, I don't know, really positive, kind of hopeful message and showing that music kind of transcends time and space. I love it as well because it has organ and it has choir and it has trumpet in it as well. And one of my favorite Edmonton trumpet players was able to play on that disc, and that's Joel Gray. So it was a delight to make. Over the various recording sessions, I think it took us in spring and fall one year about 9 months to produce. So I was joking with people that it felt like having a baby because it was just like that arduous sometimes as well, where I just thought, I cannot listen to this track one more time. I cannot touch it any more times. Just leave it alone. Finally, the baby was birthed.
Too funny. And you mentioned that you have some organ solo tracks on there. We're going to spend the title track, A Song Forever New, in just a couple minutes here. But I do want to talk about one of those solo organ tracks because they are so much fun.
For their 25th anniversary, the Royal Canadian College of Organists here in Edmonton had a recital series for a number of years. For that recital series, they would always play, have a local like Edmonton or Albertan or at least Western Canadian artist. Then they would have somebody who was Canadian. They would often have somebody from North America, and then they would often have somebody from afar, so from Europe or wherever. And for our 25th anniversary, decided the local artist should not just be local artist, one of them, but that we should have six people play and that we should commission six new pieces. And so we all were asked to play, and then we were asked if we would like to consult with a composer to commission a new piece. And I thought this was great. And the concert was to be at the Winspear Center for Music here in Edmonton. And so I've always, always admired the Edmonton composer Alan Gilliland. Alan, I went to school with in my first degree at the U of A, and he was a great trumpet player, and he had turned into a fantastic composer and worked with the Edmonton Symphony and all sorts of other people. And I thought, I really want Alan to write me a piece. So he did, and he was not at all into any particular kind of church idea. He really wanted it to be a secular piece, which I was totally in favor of. This was a public concert at the Winspear that it would be premiered at. And so he got this idea, first of all, to take kind of almost like a prog rock kind of approach to it, which was totally fun. And he also used this technique in it called, well, I think he just calls it his add a note technique. So he started out with this very, very bare melody that had like various weird rhythmic intricacies to it. And then gradually he added a note and added a note and added a note each time that figure repeated. And so between that and the kind of prog rock kind of thing and a middle section where it sounds, I don't know, almost like the American composer Philip Glass, it's just like very repetitive, like to Kata-like. And anyway, between all those things, he thought it sounded kind of rockin'. So we decided to go with the title Rockin' the Spear. That's how it came about.
I love that. We're gonna spin both those songs right away here. And then when we come back, we're gonna chat about it. I got to. We're gonna chat a little bit about your show that you have on Big E Radio when we come back.
Thank you. Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Background Noise Season 3 finale. I hope you enjoyed those songs as much as I did. It's just going to be, I realized today, a really different episode. We will hear one repeat band a little bit later in the episode. We'll talk about that later. But the music we're playing today, I have never played anything like this on Background Noise. So I'm really excited just to open our ears to some classical music. And you do that every Saturday morning on your show on Biggie Radio. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that show?
Yeah, so my show airs on BiggieRadio.com at 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings, Mountain Standard Time. And when I first started, Todd, who is kind of a curator who's gotten a lot of us interested in radio, he basically said, I want you to be my classical girl. And I said, okay, fine, but you can't always keep me in that box. So I do mostly classical music, specializing, of course, in Edmonton artists as much as possible, Albertan artists and composers, and then Canadian artists and composers. And, you know, maybe about 15% of the show ends up being music from other places than other than Canada. But mostly I try to really focus on Canadian classical music. And so that's a lot of fun. But as I said, I don't always stay in my box. So I do a lot of other things as well. I've got a show coming up, for example, on the Western Canadian Music Awards. So some of that will be at the classical categories and covering who was nominated, but it'll also go into some of the Albertan nominations for Indigenous Artist of the Year or Jazz Artist of the Year or those kinds of things. So yeah, don't always stay in my box. You know, it's hard to keep me in there.
I totally get that 100%. And thank you for just shining a light on the Canadian music scene as a show that also devotes himself to our very, very important Canadian music scene. It's appreciated. And the show, by the way, is called Maple Infused Breakfast, which is very fitting for the fact that it's a Saturday morning Canadian show.
You forgot one word in the title. Classic breakfast.
Oh, you're right.
You know, because it is sort of classical most of the time. Yeah, I love spotlighting or shining the light on Canadian artists. And I love how Biggie Radio is heard worldwide. You know, we're on radio.garden, we're on radio.net. So people from around the world, when we look at the stats, you know, there's people listening in from India and from Greece and from Italy and from Germany and from just all over the place, Belize and Barbados and all kinds of things. So it's really neat to be able to showcase that Canadian content for other listeners as well.
100%. I always love looking at Background Noise's analytics as well to see where are we getting the listens. And exactly, sometimes, you know, shout out to you guys in Australia listening or Japan listening. You know, I got a lot of the European listeners. Thank you to the people in Africa listening. Like, it's so cool to think that you guys out there are listening to our wholesome little Canadian tunes. Speaking of, I do want to shout out Todd Quick because he also got me on the Biggie Radio, and he was actually our season 2 finale guest, just because he's done a lot of work in the music scene here in Edmonton. This is going to be the repeat band because when you sent me your list of like the quote unquote non-classical artists, they were on the list, and I love these guys and I still haven't gotten them on the show. I will. Season 4. It'll come. But the Ambira Renaissance Band, those guys are so great. And they actually just released some new music, which is really cool. So I figured we'd play one of their newer songs. So same artist, new song. Don't come at me for that. I do believe it's pronounced Mawe Mawe. But why don't you tell me a little bit about those guys?
I met Chaka Dzinyeba, the sort of leader of the Imbira Renaissance Band. He's the guy who plays the Imbira, the thumb piano. And I met him a number of years ago. He came to be an artist in residence when I was working at Robertson Wesley. And I loved working with him. I loved that he was a musician, that he could sing, that he could play, that he got people fired up rhythmically, you know, and just like energetic and such a really great guy to work with as well. And so I've been following their career for quite some time. And they went to Zimbabwe this summer, the whole band, just after they released this new album. And he and his wife came and played a duo concert at the place that I'm working at now, which is the Anglican Parish of Christ Church. And we have a summer series every Wednesday night in July and August out in the garden at Christ Church. And it's lovely. And they kicked the series off this year year, and they were just so delightful. You know, great music, great tunes. She sings and plays drums, and he plays the imbira and sings. And so it's like a mini imbira renaissance band. And then when you get the other players involved as well, it just turns into quite a party. And I love, too, that not only does it feel like a party, but they also have written a lot of things that are kind of political in nature and using music to speak their minds. And I love that as well. So yeah, I really love the imbira renaissance band.
Me too. They are amazing. And I wasn't able to go to any of these garden concerts, but we did have some photographers submit photos to Big E Radio for our Friday band features of some of the concerts. And those were awesome. Why don't you tell me just a little bit about that concert series?
Yeah, so this was our fifth season. It was my second season organizing it. And it just pulls, what I have tried to do with it anyway, is to pull various musicians from various genres and just give them a platform to do a gig. The church has been fully sponsoring this. So they pay all the artists and we pay them decently. And this year we started doing just like a little collection. So if people wanted to drop some money in a hat, they could. If they couldn't or didn't want to, that was totally fine too. So we opened up the garden space, which most of the concerts we had between 150 and 250 people there. And because it's in a lovely, lovely garden, it feels very kind of folk festival sort of atmosphere like. We just throw out chairs and people bring their own chairs and blankets and just enjoy an evening on the lawn. It's lovely. And I was really, really pleased with the lineup this year. Super pleased. And it was delightful for part of the Mimbera Renaissance band to kick it all off.
We're going to actually listen to a couple of the other artists that were at your summer concert series this year. One of the other artists that you sent me as well to was Jessica Heine. And I think you said she's also your lead soprano in your church choir as well too. Is that right?
So Jess has her feet firmly planted in two genres. First, the pop world, and secondly, the classical world. And so she's done a lot of choral singing. She's fantastic and reads well and has such a beautiful voice. She kind of helps to lead the soprano and alto sections in the choir there at Christ Church. And then she works on and releases her own material as well. And she's just delightful. She's a great storyteller. So that comes out really well in her writing for her voice and guitar and stuff. And this last album that she released had some players with her. So some other guitarists and a fiddle player and a bass player and drummer. And I think it's a great album. And I just love her wordsmithing and I love her quality and the way she kind of relates to people. It really, really impresses me. So yeah, she's delightful.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I do love that album that she just put out. We're going to listen to one of the songs off of it as well, too, Sometimes. And that was one of those songs that, like, when you said she's a really good storyteller, I was like, yeah, this is one of those songs. It seems simple, but I love the repetition of just the sometimes I blah, 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 and then goes into the song. I thought it was a wonderful tune.
Mm-hmm. She also tells great stories when she plays live. So it might tell a little bit about the genesis of the song that she's about to perform and stuff like that. So yeah, I love her storytelling. It's really wonderful.
Amazing. And the final artist that we're going to spin in this little section here was also at the Garden Concert Series, Maria Dunn. Now, this song was from 2016, so it's a little bit of an older tune, but I loved the almost like East Coast folky kind of, I don't know, Seaman vibe to it. Seaman vibe to it, if you know what I mean, but it's called The Milkman. So why don't you tell me a little bit about her?
Yeah, I mean, Maria has been around for quite a long time. We're about the same vintage in terms of age. And I've always admired her and never really had the chance to work with her before. And, you know, she's had her hands in so many different pots. But again, a very, very authentic musician. She says what she believes. She sings what she believes. She also tells stories really well, both her banter with the audience and in her songs. She's not afraid to say what she means. I just respect that so, so much. Her tunes are just really creative. She plays accordion sometimes, guitar sometimes, and she has a really, I don't know, a voice that just kind of draws you in somehow. There's a sense of like intimacy when she performs that I really love as well. Yeah, she's really great. So I'm really grateful that I got a chance to work with her this summer a little bit.
Amazing. We are going to spin all three of those songs there. We got Maui Maui from the Ambira Renaissance Band. We're going to do Sometimes from Jessica Heine. And then finally, The Milkman from Maria Dunn. And then when we come back, we're going full classical again. So we're going to talk about some more of those when we come back.
Sometimes I'm done, I get lost between day and the night. But sometimes I am the sun, brilliant for all to see. Today I got spark to light up the dark, and and I'm gonna shine brightly. Sometimes there are no directions, every trail is unknown. Sometimes I'm spinning in circles, unsure of where I will go. Sometimes there is a road, it calls to me by my name. I don't need a map or a compass to know it's the right way.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to the season 3 finale of Background Noise with the one and only Tammy Joe, head honcho here at Big E Radio, curator, choir master, so many things. Classical wizard. She's amazing. It's been so great talking to you so far. We just listened to a bunch of songs from the Church Garden series that she did this past summer, and those are all just amazing, amazing Edmonton artists. Check all those out. I'll have them linked in the bio so you can find them all easy. But we're going to switch gears back to full classical, and we're going to listen to one of the songs from the Alberta Baroque Ensemble. So why don't you tell me a little bit more about those guys, and then we'll talk about the song in a couple minutes here.
Yeah, so as the title suggests, the Alberta Baroque Ensemble really does specialize in performing Baroque music. So we're talking about the time period from about 1600-ish to about 1750. But we do expand sometimes into some really early classicals. So between about 1750 and maybe 1825 or so, something like that. And in the classical world, when people specialize in certain styles of music, certain genres, or certain periods, they tend to go really whole hog into the academic end of it and trying to learn about what the composers or performers of that time would have been doing. How did their instruments look? What kinds of strings did they have on their violins? What kind of bows did they use? What do the treatises say about how you should perform certain bits of music or certain movements or certain styles? So that's kind of a fun thing about being a classical musician, is trying to imagine what it was like back to 300-400 years ago. So Alberta Baroque does that, but then they really try to make the concerts entertaining as well. It's not all academics and some boring stuffy kind of stuff. So it's really a delight to work with those 13 string players. And then I play harpsichord in the ensemble. And we do have guests every now and then. So some pieces require 2 oboes and 2 horns or something like that. So we expand beyond our 14 players sometimes. And the artistic director and conductor and founder, Paul Scheman, is really great with engaging with the audiences as well. So he often tells them something about the piece or the style or the composer or whatever, and makes it really kind of informative and educational all at the same time. So yeah, it's been a delight to play with them for over 20 years now.
That's incredible. And honestly, it's incredible to think that people are still playing these songs from 200-400 years ago. Like, imagine if you could go back in time and tell these composers, hey, we're still playing your songs, X number of years later. Like, that's incredible, and goes to really show you the power of music. Right.
I often say to my students too, oh, it's too bad that we can't ask these composers what they meant, right? Because sometimes you'd like some more clues as to what they intended, but they're dead, so you can't do that.
Amazing. So the song we are going to listen to right away here, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about the piece, is the Concerto for Violin in A Minor, Opus 7, Number 5.
So I wasn't with the Alberta Baroque Ensemble when they did their recordings. So it predates me, which is kind of fun for me to go and actually listen to them now, because I will hear my predecessor playing harpsichord and listen to, what they did and stuff, which is really cool. And this piece is not a super well-known violin concerto, but obviously Alberta Baroque recorded it. It's by a French Baroque composer. I think at that time, the concertmaster of the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra was Martin Risley. And so he's featured on that recording. And you picked a great track, because the Alberta Baroque Ensemble opens their season this year with that same concerto, but this time it's the current concertmaster of the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, Robert Uchida, that's going to be playing with us.
Oh, that is so cool. That is awesome.
So that concert where Robert Uchida will be playing this LeClaire violin concerto takes place on Sunday, October 5th at 3 p.m. at Robertson Wesley United Church, which has been Alberta Baroque's home for the last more than 40 years. And you can find more information on albertabaroque.com. calm.
Amazing. Keep your eyes and ears on for that one. If you want a really interesting, different, unique musical experience, go check that out. We are going to spin it right away here. And then when we come back, unfortunately, we do have to wind down the show a little bit. But I do have one more, technically two, but also technically one songs left. And we'll chat about that when we come back.
Thank you.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today, the season 3 finale. Man, it has been such a ride. We have listened to so many different genres this past season, so many different artists from so many different provinces, and honestly, how cool has it been that we get to close it off with something as unique and interesting as classical music? This is the first time for Background Noise to be playing just straight classical music, which I think is really cool and really different. So maybe I will go in future episodes and future seasons, try to hunt down some of these classical artists in a not terrifying way. So the last song I want to talk about today, I thought was super appropriate. It's from the Resonance Baroque Ensemble. The song is called Autumn, off of their album, the James Oswald Airs for the Seasons. We're going to be listening to Belvedere Part 1 and 2, but why don't you tell me a little bit about those guys?
Okay, so this is an ensemble that I stumbled across. I didn't know them. I know a lot of the early music ensembles in Canada and really didn't know them, but found this disc in a used CD shop in Montreal that I used to frequent all the time when I was there, and found it last October when I was there and pawing through the various things to see if I could find anything cool and new. And sure enough, this was cool and new. So this is a small ensemble based in Toronto, I believe. And Resonance has a Z in it. Resonance is the Z. I love this disc. I don't know what it is about it. Well, I think I know partially what it is about it. A, it's Baroque music, which I love. B, it's a small ensemble. So I also love that because you really hear the interplay between the players, etc. And C, it combines these kind of little suites. So like the fall one, I think it probably only has a couple of movements, but it's almost like this Scottish composer James Oswald had one foot in the very kind of traditional sense. Like, you know, when you hear traditional Scottish fiddle music or like Irish fiddle music or like Cape Breton fiddle music, it almost has that sound to it. And yet it's like based on classical ideas or Baroque ideas. So I just love it. Every time I want to work on something and I really want to concentrate, I throw that album on and it just makes me so happy. So that was my new find for this year.
That is awesome. And I did really like that as well too. I love how this album is broken up into the seasons, and when you listen to it as a whole, like, you really do feel like you got carried through the seasons, and each season has like a couple other different songs within them. But it's a really cool journey. Highly recommend checking it out.
It's almost like the Vivaldi Four Seasons, which a lot of people know, whether you listen to classical music or not, you'll know them. And Vivaldi does that. Like, he takes you through like sort of three movements that, you know, spring is just lovely and lilting and flowery. And then you can hear in summer, there's like a summer storm. So yeah, these James Oswald pieces kind of felt like that to me as well. I think they're just really interesting.
Yeah, I'm super stoked. And like I said, we're going to play Autumn because it's autumn right now. So I thought it was fitting. But before we spin that, and I always like to end the show like this, is there anything, Tammy Jo, that we should be keeping an eye and an ear out on you for, either with your show or all your work with the different ensembles and choirs and handbells?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots coming up. I love it at this time of season when, you know, everything gets going again and there's all sorts of things to look forward to. So I do have some concerts coming up with the Cosmopolitan Music Society, which is where I direct a handbell choir. We have a concert on Sunday, October 26th at the Old Strathcona Performing Arts Center, which is where we rehearse. That'll be really fun. I'm excited for Alberta Baroque to start. I'm enjoying my work with my own choir, but also with the Decamera Singers, and they have their first concert on November 3rd this year. Yeah, just lots coming up. And then my show just, I don't know, continues week to week to week, always a different kind of theme, topic, and I really love working with all the curators on BigEradio.com. You've called me a couple of times the head honcho. I'm not really. We're a collective. But it does help when somebody is steering the ship a little bit. So I guess I do a little bit of that. But yeah, so thrilled with all the programs on BigEradio.com. So much variety. And, you know, we've got everything, as you know, from an interview show like yours to jazz to classical to country to pop to heavy metal. It's great. And everything in between. So I'm so thrilled to work with all of you to make BigEradio.com happen every week, week after week.
Week after week. never stopping. Well, thank you again, Tammy, so much for coming on the show today and sharing all your knowledge about classical music and driving the Big E radio ship. You are right. It is a collective. We do all work together. We do, you know, we would be nothing without all the little show curators as well, too. They really are what makes the station special, both old ones and new ones. And it's been a blessing, honestly, to have been able to be a part of Big E Radio for most of Background Noise's life as well. I think there was only like a few months in between this, just being on the internet and then being on BigEradio.com. I always like to do a little something special for season 3 and really just highlight the extra stuff, you know, some of like the producers and the workers and the background people, because we do focus mainly on the upfront, you know, new up and coming musicians, but we can't forget about the people that make it happen behind the scenes as well too. So
I want to shout out to one of those people behind the scenes, and that is Mike, who is the station manager and makes all the IT stuff happen. And if it wasn't for him, none of us would be doing this. So that's my big shout out to Station Manager Mike.
Thank you, Station Manager Mike, for making this all happen. You're the best. You're so awesome, Tammy. Thank you for listening for all 3 years and making it all the way to the season 3 finale. Season 4 starts in about 2-ish weeks. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. I am stoked. We are going to be ending the show off with the James Oddwell's Air for the Seasons from the Resonance Baroque Ensemble. We're going to be listening to Autumn.
Thank you.
Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.